Ed, today on Ag Talk, we have another pure agricultural topic. Let's talk about spring seeding of forages. Time is at hand.
This is the right time to do it. The one thing we want to say is if you're going to plant forages, you want to get it done before the 1st of May. The earlier, the better. Latter March is the best, and of course, early into April. Whole idea is we get enough growth out there that it gets us ahead before it gets dry, get a nice cover out there before the weeds can come in. Timing is important, but I have to admit, Vaughn, why don't we just do it? It's usually rainfall. Be ready to go. So if you get those few days out there, you can plant. Some things you can do now, though, is if you're looking at it, is do your soil tests and where's your soil pH. If you definitely need lime on there, you know, if the pH is too low, and generally we want that pH to be greater than 6 for grasses and greater than 6.5 if you're doing legumes such as clover, alfalfa. If your pH is not there, you may want to wait till fall because you can't get that pH to change quick enough. In other words, you're going to put lime on this spring, and mm-hmm. then you're going to plant it in the fall.
And that is the one thing that's in our favor in our neck of the woods.
Our soil pH tends to be high anyway, so if it is low, you need a lot of lime, check it, you know, because mm-hmm. this is the time to do it. Don't use what we call common seed. You want to use high-quality varieties. You know, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago about the alfalfa varieties. Mm-hmm. Disease is what generally will take out a legume, so you want good disease-resistant on that. And then the other thing is getting the seed bed prepared. You know, we got a really small seed there, and so we need a seed bed that's firm and smooth and weed-free so that tiny seed can get really good contact with the soil. Now, the other thing is we don't want to work that soil a lot before we plant because then if we get any rains after we seed, it's going to crust. And our soils are notorious for doing a surface crusting with that silt and clay texture that we have out there. The other mistake that a lot of farmers do, and I encourage you to be careful and don't plant too deep, it's a small seed. That epicotyl has got a raise up there, and if you get it too much, it just can't get it up above the ground or it won't make it to the surface. Ideally, we want it to be a quarter inch, 3/8 to a quarter inch, but no deeper than a half. And as a result of that, we generally say don't broadcast and disc because it is almost impossible to keep it less than a half inch when you put a disc over it. I mean, it's going to bury it. What we recommend, and you may have to rent this, is use a cultipacker after you put the seed in the ground. That's going to push that soil firmly against the small seed, and that's where we're going to get that good to seed soil contact. Don't disc it in and get a cultipacker to get some good firm soil after you seed it.
And again, with the cultipacker, if your soil's too wet, you're making concrete.
I was going to say it'll be concrete. So use some common sense out there. But if you do these things right, you should be able to get forages. We get a good planting day.
Very good. Thank you, Ed, for Ag Talk. Vaughn Wickerham with Ed Lentz. Good morning to you.
Good morning.